Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Sound of Power. We are so delighted that you've joined us again tonight as we prepare to go before the throne of grace. Again, you are listening to the Sound of Power. We have been in 30 days of prayer. And we are so glad for those of you who have been able to jump on in here with us. We are on day 16. We are excited about what God is doing. And I am just so very, 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 very blessed to know that there are people who still believe in the power of prayer. Tonight, our focus of prayer is going to be directed towards the spirit of heresy. I want to, for a moment, read a few verses of scripture. Give me a couple moments to get those scriptures ready for you. Just want to first read so that even as you are in agreement with us tonight, that you will just be able to really connect with us in the spirit and then also be able to connect with us based upon the word of God, based upon what the scripture says regarding this issue, regarding this matter. We know the days and the times that we are living in. We are living in those hours where we have to watch as well as pray, that we have to be in tune in the spirit, that we have to be sensitive in the spirit. And it is so important that you connect with those who are of like faith, that you connect with those who understand the word of God and believe that the word of God is true. And believe that the Lord has truly called those of us who are intercessors, those he called in a time such as these, that he's anointed us specifically to, first of all, to be able to discern his voice and to be able to pray those things that will be in his heart, the things that are in the heart of God. And so that we trust that he would reveal even those things to us and that we would be obedient in prayer, and that we would be praying simply because the Lord said so, that there is, and that's it, that settles it, that we're in prayer, we are following the Holy Spirit's leading, we are praying because we understand that this is the hour and the time where he is calling us into prayer, and so that's why we're praying, that's why we're here for that purpose alone, and we will pray for those who are present. And we will pray for those who are not present because our obligation to prayer is to God. We are submitting and surrendering ourselves to the call of God that is on our lives. And we know that the hours that we're in, that intercessors are necessary. They're very necessary. The person that needs you to pray for them the most are the ones that will never call you and ask you to pray. Those are the ones who need you more, the ones who will never share with you what they're going through, the ones who will never tell you of their struggle. Those are the ones who need you more, and that's why we have to be sensitive to senses. Galatians 1 reads, Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead, and all the brethren which are, excuse me, my phone went out on me. And all the brethren which are with me unto the churches of Galatia, grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from the present evil world according to the will of God and our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. I marvel that ye are so removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we are an angel unto heaven, but though we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be, as we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men or God, or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man, for I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. For ye have heard of my conversation in time past and the Jews' religion, now that beyond measure persecuted the church of God and wasted it and profited in the Jews' religion. Oh, my God, above many, my equals in my own nation, being more exceedingly zealous of the traditions of my fathers. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace to reveal his son in me, that I might preach him among the heathen, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood, neither went I up to Jerusalem to them which were apostles before me, but I went into Arabia and returned again unto Damascus. Then after 3 years I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and abode with him 15 days. But other of the apostles saw I none, save James, the Lord's brother. Now the things which I write unto you, behold, before God, I lie not. Afterwards I came into the regions of Syria and Cilicia, and was unknown by faith unto the churches of Judea which were in Christ. But they had heard only that he which persecuted us in time past now preacheth the faith which once he destroyed, and they glorified God in me. Then 14 years after, I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas and took Titus with me also. And I went up by revelation and communicated unto them that gospel which I preach among the Gentiles, but privately to them which were of reputation, lest by any means I should run or have run in vain. But neither Titus, who was with me, being a Greek, was compelled to be circumcised, and that because of unawares brought in, who came in privately to spy out our liberty, which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us into bondage, to whom we gave place by subjection, no, not for an hour, that the truth of the gospel might continue with you. So Paul said, we didn't even give them a moment, not even an hour. We didn't give them any time. We gave them no subjection, so that they would not be able to come in and pervert the gospel. And so Paul is speaking to Galatia, letting them know that there were men that were trying to come in privately and trying to spy out their liberty so that they can bring them back into bondage. And so in verse 6, but of these whom seem to be somewhat whatsoever they were, it maketh no matter to me, God accept no man's person. For they who seem to be somewhat in conference added nothing to me. But contrariwise, when they saw that the gospel of the uncircumcision was committed unto me, as the gospel of the circumcision was unto Peter, for he that wrought effectively in Peter to the apostleship of the circumcision, the same was mighty in me toward the Gentiles. And so he is warning them about those who were trying to come in and steal their liberty. And of course, we know that there are many other scriptures just regarding those who are going to try to come in and pervert the gospel and try to persuade those who believe in the gospel to stray away. I want to read 2 Timothy 3, and then we're going to proceed to go into prayer. But I want to talk about what's happening in the body of Christ so that we can be on one accord as we pray tonight. 2 Timothy 3 and 1, this known also, that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women, laden with sins, led away with divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. And so here, he's speaking to Timothy, warning him even in these days, in the last days, and we know that we're living in those days, that there are going to be those who creep into houses, creep into those places where people are assembled together, and they're going to take captive those who are laden with lust, which means they have a heap of lust, a heap of sins in them, and they're going to creep in, and they're going to come in, and they're doing that even now in the churches. This spirit of heresy It's so bold now, it doesn't wait until you get outside of the church to pervert the gospel, to try to snare us or to pull us out. They are bold enough now to come in and sit on the pew beside us. And so now these heretical spirits are sitting in the churches, and they are speaking into the ears of those who believe, like Paul said, who bewitched you, who messed your mind so much so that now you do not believe the truth. Who has been so easily able to come in and pervert your mind and twist your mind that you no longer believe what you believed, the gospel that you were believing that was pulling your soul and that was pulling you in? Who have you allowed to bewitch you? And it is a spirit of heresy. It is a spirit that is perverting the gospel, and it is trying to get into the spirit of those who want God, but it's making them believe that there is no standard that is required anymore. God does not have a standard, and sometimes they use this word loosely, religion. And what is happening is initially the intent we thought of using that word religion was to help us to break out of tradition, which is good. We want to break out of tradition. We don't want to be people, because that was the problem with the Pharisees. They were tradition. They were in tradition and tradition, but they cleaned the outside of their plate, as Jesus said, but the inside of them was like raven wolves. They were full of dead men's bones. They were full of sin. And so we understand that we're not to move in religion, and that is a good point. But also what is happening is they are trying to make religion synonymous or to mean the same as being those who have a standard of righteousness, those who have to obey commandments. We're not talking about that. We're not trying to share with the people of God that you don't have to honor God's commandments. We have to honor the commandments. We have to keep the law. We have to keep the word, but we're not able to fulfill the law except we receive it under grace, and we receive that law by receiving the Spirit of God that is our helper, the Holy Spirit that is our enabler. It gives us this power, and that's why it says they deny the power, and that is so important. And see, there is nothing worse than what we see in this hour than the teaching against the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit, when he says that you shall receive power when the Holy Ghost has come upon you, that power is dunamis power. And here in this very same scripture, when he said they deny the power, that's the same power that still references that dunamis power. And so when it says they have a form of godliness in 2 Timothy 3 and 6, but denying the power, they're not talking about the exousia power. They're talking about the dunamis power. And why is that important? Why is the dunamis power so important? And so I think it's important for us to understand what the dunamis power is. The dunamis power is strength and power, but it's also inherent power. It is a power that you inherit. So what power am I inheriting when I'm inheriting the Holy Spirit? I'm inheriting Christ's power. When you think about the power, the same power that raised Christ from the dead, it is now, it shall also quicken your mortal bodies. That same power now abides in you. So that same power, that dunamis power, because it is an inheritance, this is the power that they're denying. They're denying the power of inheritance. And that inheriting power does this for you. An inheriting power causes you to receive a power virtually by the power in which something was created. And so it's as simple as a car that is designed to drive. When the motor is placed in the car, the motor gives it power. It gives it ability just simply because it was designed to do that. So it's just made to do that. It's made that way. So when you have an inheriting power from Christ, you have the power that he had that just gives you the ability and gives you the strength that you need to be able to fulfill the law, because Christ was able to honor and fulfill the law because he was the Spirit itself. He was the Spirit of Christ. He was the Spirit of God in the earth. And so when you have that inherited power, that's why they deny the power. That's why they have the form of godliness, because they do not have the inherited power, that paraclete, that ability that only comes through the Holy Spirit.
And so that spirit of heresy causes us to resist the spirit of Christ, that inheritance that belongs to us, that power to bring this flesh under subjection, that power that helps us to please God. But that power, we also have to choose to follow that power. We have to choose to obey that power. But when that power works effectively in us, there is an effective working of the Holy Spirit that the spirit of heresy wants to come against and make us believe that we cannot walk in that power and that that power doesn't exist. So it teaches us to deny the power, deny that you can live holy, deny that God requires that. And so that is why we as believers, we've got to pray. Otherwise, we will have dead men walking. We'll be sitting around believers that have no power. They have no power. And the sad thing is that power is accessible. It is available. Christ wants us to walk in that power. He wants us to walk as saved, delivered, transformed believers. He wants us to hold our testimony. And so he's giving us what we need to do it. And so, believers, we have got to come against this heretical teaching that is creeping into the body of Christ at such an alarming rate, where we have seen, some of you have seen your children, you've seen your grandchildren, you've seen your friends, you've seen those who were trying their best, they were coming in, and they were trying to move into the faith, and that heretical spirit was able to whisper into their ear. And now those that you have been praying for, those that you have been crying out for, those that you know God has assignment and purpose on their life, that the enemy is trying to use the spirit of heresy to drive them out. But I am so glad that tonight that we together are going to come on one accord, and we are coming against that heretical spirit. And we are going to drive it out of the ear of our family members. We're going to drive it out of the ear of our family and in the house of God, of our church members, of those who we see, they just keep struggling. They keep falling, getting up, falling, getting up, falling, getting up. They keep going in cycles because someone has made them believe that God does not have a requirement. But God has a standard, and there is only one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. We know this to be true. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I am so glad that I know the people of God, that God has connected me with those like you that are on this call tonight, that know that God requires a standard. And we love God so much, and we love people enough to lay out before the Lord tonight. And we're going to make a demand in the spirit realm together, hallelujah, for one of us can chase 1,000, but two of us can put 10,000 to flight. So tonight, this is our assignment in the spirit realm, to come against that spirit of heresy and to see and to watch God move on our behalf. We believe God's going to call them back in. We believe God's going to speak to their minds. We believe that their minds are going to come back into divine alignment with the word of God. Sharon, go ahead and open us up.
Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, O God, for your goodness, your mercy, O God, and your grace. We thank you, O God, for allowing us the privilege to come to your throne. We thank you, O God, that you've even given us an assignment, O God, and we won't take it for granted. We thank you, God, for calling us out to pray. And so, God, this evening we come collectively, and God, we come individually. You know what we need, oh God. You know, God, what we lack. You know, God, what we've done. Oh God, you know what we've said. And we come this evening asking you for to cleanse our hands, and God, cleanse our heart. Oh God, we ask that you would forgive us, oh God, if there's anything we may have done or said, anything, any way we acted, the attitude that we may have taken on, oh God, that didn't line up with your will or your word. Oh God, we come against the spirit of heresy, oh God, this evening. And we ask, oh God, for your mercy. Forgive us, oh God. Forgive us, oh God. Forgive us, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you would walk.
wash us and that you would cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We pray, oh God, this evening, oh God, and we come against the spirit of error. God, we come against the spirit of apostasy, hypocrisy, oh God. Oh God, and we pray for those, oh God, that are walking in error. Those, oh God, that are blinded by you. Blinded to the truth, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you would have mercy on them. Those, oh God, that have turned, that you have turned unto a reprobate mind. We pray, oh God, that their eyes will be opened and that their heart would receive your truth. Oh God, we pray for those today who today, oh God, that if you were to come back, would say, depart from me, I know you not, you worker of iniquity. We pray, oh God, and we ask that you would give them another opportunity to get to know you, oh God, to receive you, oh God, to repent before you. Oh God, we pray for those, oh God, who cast out demons, can preach, oh God, the church on fire, but have only the form of godliness. Oh God, we pray for those this evening who are consumed with the gift, but forgot you, the giver, oh God. We pray for those who have entangled themselves with the pleasures of this world, oh God. We pray for those, oh God, who become men pleasers more than God pleases. Oh God, we pray for those, oh God, who have embraced wrong for right. Oh God, we pray for those who are right in their own eyes, oh God. We pray, oh God, for those who were birthed in the house, oh God, and left the house. We ask, oh God, that you would put a hook in their mouth and draw them back into the kingdom, oh God, for such a time as this. We ask, oh God, that you would pardon us, oh God, your creation, for all of our iniquities, and forgive us, oh God, for our wickedness. God, we pray, oh God, for those, oh God, who use your name in vain, oh God. Those, oh God, who use your name for their own fame and glory. God, we pray, oh God, and we ask that you would forgive them. God, we ask, oh God, that you would deal with us. God, that you would visit us, oh God, and have mercy on us. We pray, oh God, for those who are in the race, oh God, but someone came and hindered them. God, we ask for your mercy. And those, oh God, who seek after money and success, God, those who put power and position before you, oh God, we ask, oh God, for your forgiveness, oh God, and we say, have mercy. Have mercy on us, oh God. Have mercy on this untoward generation. Have mercy, oh God, on your children, oh God. We pray for your mercy this evening. Oh God, we pray for those, oh God, that have led others astray with false teachings and the false gospel. God, we pray today that your mercy would visit us, oh God. We pray for those, oh God, whose life does not speak well of you. We pray for those, oh God, who don't walk in integrity, who will fake, oh God, even sanctification, oh God, and who's ungodly in all of their ways. God, we pray today. We pray for your mercy, oh God, for those who are in leadership, oh God, but seek their own power. Oh God, we pray today, God, that you would have mercy on us. We pray for those, oh God, who are imitators of your true worshipers. We pray, oh God, for those that would spread discord among your brethren. God, we pray today, and we ask for your mercy. God, we lift up your people unto you, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you would deal with each and every one of us. Oh God, even if we think we're right, oh God, and we may be wrong, we ask, oh God, that you would deal with us, oh God, that we may get it right, oh God. For we want to live this life according to your will and your word. And so we say, oh God, if you would have mercy. And then, God, we pray for those who lost the spirit of humbleness, oh God, in this world of pride. Remove, oh God, the veil from their eyes. Oh God, we pray today for those who have riches but have not your love. We pray, oh God, we pray for those with itching ears who run to and fro, oh God, and toss to and fro with every wind and doctrine. We ask, oh God, that you would help us. Help us, dear God. We repent for generations of wrongdoing. We repent before you, oh God. We repent, oh God, for anything we may have done, any sin, oh God, that we may have sown in our generations, oh God, in our children and our children's children. We asking you, oh God, to forgive us. And we pray for your mercy, oh God. And then, God, we ask that you will let the blood of Jesus Christ wash us. Oh God, let the oil of God cleanse us, cause us, oh God, to be sanctified and holy before you. Oh God, we say, don't lead the body of Christ unto ourselves, but God, visit us. We need you like never before. God, we don't want to be barren, oh God. We don't want to be barren of your love. We don't want to be void of your truth. And God, we don't want to be bankrupt of your glory. We need you, Lord, like never before. So we're asking you, oh God, if you would visit us, deal with us, oh God, and help us to be who you've called us and created us to be. We pray, oh God, for every leader. We pray for every teacher, oh God, every pastor, every bishop, every intercessor, every missionary. God, we lift them up to you this evening, and we ask for your mercy, oh God. Yes, we come again, oh God, asking you to forgive us. We come once again, oh God, for your mercy. God, and we come once again asking you for your grace, for we need you, oh God, like never before. And God, we pray, oh God, that we would be your people that would carry the gospel of Jesus Christ in truth and in love. And we ask it all in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God. Oh, God, we bless you tonight. Thank you, Lord. Father, we honor you tonight. We thank you for your presence and your anointing, God. We thank you, Lord God, that we believe by faith. Hallelujah. Oh, God, that we are certainly in an hour, oh, God, where you are calling and gathering your intercessors. God, you're gathering those, oh, God, that we call on your name. And, Father, we thank you for the opportunity. We thank you for this moment in time. We thank you, Lord God, that when the righteous cry, that the Lord hears him and delivers him out of all of his trouble. And tonight, God, we're asking you for deliverance out of trouble in this hour. We're asking you, Lord God, to have mercy on us according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies, that you would blot out every transgression. Father, that you would wash us, God, wash our minds, wash our spirit, God. Oh, God, wash us of every thought, oh, God, every imagination, God, that tries to exalt itself against your knowledge tonight. We bring our hearts before the altar, God. We bring our spirits before you tonight.
We ask that you would search us, oh God, in this hour, Father, even as we stand in intercession tonight on one accord. We're coming together tonight, God, for kingdom's sake, God, even as, Lord God, we believe by faith, God, that you have given us this charge and this assignment, Lord. God, that you're going to word our mouth. Father, we thank you, oh God, that we even sent, oh God, this issue, oh God, but we thank you on tonight, Lord, that no weapon that is formed against us shall be able to prosper. God, we know, God, that the enemy desires, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, to injure the church, God. It is the enemy's desire, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, God, to even, Lord God, to see, oh, God, there be destruction. But I thank you that your word declares that upon this rock I shall build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So on tonight, Father, I thank you for the power and the anointing, God, that you've given to us as your believers. I thank you on tonight, oh God, for the dunamis power, God, that is effectively working on the inside of us, God, giving us, God, what we need, God, to be able to stand in this hour, God, even as we stand in this position tonight. Oh God, we come against every spirit, God, that dares to come against, oh God, the spirit of truth. We thank you for the gospel of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for the body of Christ. We thank you for the church. We thank you for those, oh God, that you have called out of darkness into your marvelous light. Father, we pray over the souls tonight. Oh God, Lord, we pray for those, oh God, that started out, oh God, in this race. Oh God, your word declares he did run well, but he who hindered you, that you would not obey the truth. We pray, oh God, against the spirits of hindrances, oh God. Oh God, they come, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to cause us to stumble and to fall away from the faith. But tonight, I pray, oh God, that you, Lord God, God, that you would empower us and strengthen us. Father, I pray for the souls, oh God, that are trying all they know how to do, oh God, to live according to your instruction. Oh, but God, I pray, oh God, against every spirit, God, that is contrary. God, every mindset that is contrary, that comes against those, the liberate, oh God, that is seeking after you. Father, we need you in this hour, and we need your spirit, and we need your anointing. Father, we pray, oh God, for leaders in this hour, God, that you would cause them to be watchful in the spirit like never before. We pray, oh God, for a discerning spirit upon pastors, upon bishops, oh God, upon those, oh God, that you have called into the body of Christ, oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, that they will be shepherds of the flock. Father, we pray for them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you would make their face like flint, oh God, that you would cause them, God, to be able to stand and to guard, oh God, to be able to war in the spirit. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, spirit of the living God, that they'll be able to correct. God, I pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, for your doctrine is good for reproof and correction and rebuke. Oh God, that they will be able to stand in their office, oh God, and if there is anything out of order, God, that they'll be able, God, to come against the spirit of error, every erroneous teaching, oh God. Oh God, that dares to creep into the house of God. Oh God, to pull the believers out. Father, we pray in this hour, oh God, that you would cause the watchmen to be alert. Those that you have called to be watchers in the house. God, those that you have called to be intercessors in the house. God, that they'll be able to recognize, oh God, spirits that are not of you. God, that there will be a spirit, God, of preservation over the saints. We're praying for the saints in this hour, oh God. Oh God, that you would give them supernatural strength. And God, that supernatural power, oh God, will work effectively on the inside of them. God, but we know that the race is not given to the swift. And so, God, we pray, put a run in their feet like never before. God, don't let them get to this place in their salvation. God, where they question, God, if you're real. God, there are so many teachings now. God, there is so much, oh God, God, that we have access to. God, that would cause us, God, to deny the power. And Father, I pray tonight, today. I God, that you'll raise the voices of truth. I God, that are not afraid, cry loud and fear not. That will lift up their voices like a trumpet in Zion. I God, that will declare the truth, the unadulterated gospel. That will be able to declare that Jesus Christ is Lord. And besides him, there is no other. God, for at your name, every knee must bow and every tongue must confess. I pray tonight, oh God, God, that you, Lord, oh God, would cause us to stand and not waver. Oh God, to stand in truth. Oh God, that we would not waver in what we believe. God, that we'll be not so easily removed. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. For we know that they wait privately. God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, to take captive those. But God, I declare tonight, God, they will not have their desire, the desire that they have, oh God, to bring destruction. Father, we cancel that assignment tonight. Oh God, we stand in our God-given assignment, and we stand in a position tonight, and we declare, we cry out in the spirit. We cry out against the spirit of heresy. We cry out against that erroneous spirit. We cry against that spirit, oh God. Ah, God, because there is a root behind that spirit. Ah, God, and many cannot see. Ah, God, that when people are coming, oh God, to pour them out, that there is a root spirit working, that there is a spirit of whoredom hiding. Ah, God, there is another spirit hiding. Ah, God, and they come with seducing words. And so, Father, tonight, I pray, anoint us to see, God, that we not be so easily seduced. I pray against that seducing spirit, oh God, that pulls us out. God, we've got to fight for our faith. I pray, put a fight in us. Let there be a fight in us, oh God, that we'll fight for what we believe. God, that we will not take down, that we will not give up. Oh God, God, that we will not give over so quickly. I pray, God, make us tenacious in the spirit. Oh God, oh God, give us more of you. Oh minds, that our minds, oh God, will not be the devil's playground, that he will not get in our thoughts so easily. Oh God, whatever is in us that needs to be healed, whatever hurt we've experienced, oh God, whatever root of offense that's on the inside of us, oh God, that gives the enemy access, that we'll hear his lies. Oh God, I pray, let us be honest. Let us tell the truth. Oh God, let us deal with matters. Let us be transparent, oh God, so that the enemy, oh God, will not be able to latch on to us. Oh God, he won't be able to latch on to our hurt. He won't be able to latch on to our disappointment and pull us out of the faith. God, we don't want to be wavering in what we believe. Oh God, we don't want to be double-minded in our thinking. Oh God, but I pray for us. Oh God, our life. Ah, God, our life is in you. Our life is in you. It is in you that we live, move, and have our being. Oh God, we love you. Ah, God, we've got to stand. Ah, God, we love you too much, oh God, to let disappointment, oh God, trick us. We love you too much, oh God. Oh God, to allow disagreement, oh God, to creep into our hearts and give access to the enemy. Oh Father, heal us. Heal us, God, completely. Heal us, oh God. heal our psyche, heal our emotions, God, whatever is not right, oh God, let us get it right. Oh God, our soul is dependent upon it. Oh God, we don't want to be unstable believers. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, because we want to be ready when you get back. Oh God, in the day of your return. Oh God, we want to be a part of your jewels. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. And so we are praying tonight. We're asking you for deliverance. We're asking you for God. Our God, that you are saving us completely. Saving us from hurt. Saving us pain. Oh God, save us from ourselves. Save us, oh God. Oh God, from this carnal mind that is an enemy to you. Oh God, our carnal mind is an enemy to you. And God, we don't want to be in opposition against the truth. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we pray tonight. Oh God, for the souls that are confused. Our God, they're confused. They don't even know what to believe anymore. Our God, forgive us for how we have misrepresented you. And God, giving even more access to the spirit of heresy because we made you a material God. We made you a God that only blesses materially. And God, we made you a God that defines your blessings by what we own and what we possess. And God, we are misrepresented you. And we have sown seeds of confusion in the minds of those that would seek after you. And therefore, oh God, it is made it easy for the spirit of heresy. Oh God, because if they can see the Buddhist blessed, what's different? If they own businesses, if they own cars, if that's all it is to you, oh God, if that's all that defines salvation in Christianity, is our natural means. Oh God, what's the difference? Oh God, we're starting to pursue, oh God, the things of the world more than we pursue you, and we're confusing them. We're starting to prophesy things, oh God, our God, that have nothing to do with life and godliness. And so, God, wash us, wash the church. God, that we don't be like tombs. God, wash, regenerate, renew, revive, oh God, and replenish. Replenish the body of Christ. Oh God, let us be your true ambassadors. Let us be those, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in this hour, oh God, that represent you. Oh God, indeed, oh, and in word. Oh, Shatamasi. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, help us to live a life, oh God. Oh God, God, that they will come after you based upon the way that we live. Oh God, that we won't be unstable. Oh God, in how we live, but that we will work out our own soul salvation with fear and trembling. God, that they'll see a different quarter on their base. That they'll see the inherited power, the power of the Holy Spirit working in us. Oh God, that we won't have a form of godliness, but God, that will be an effective working in us. Oh God, let us cry out to you. I pray, put a cry in our spirit. A cry, oh God, a cry, oh God, for representation, that we will represent you. Oh God, that we will look like you. Oh God, that we will walk like you, that we will talk like you. Oh God, God, I pray for us. I pray for us, oh God. Oh God, that you would break that coward spirit in us, and that we would not be ashamed to open up our mouths and declare, hallelujah, the truth of the gospel. Oh God, that we would not be ashamed or afraid, oh God, to declare, Lord, hallelujah, the truth of your word, hallelujah. Oh, God, that you, hallelujah. Oh, God, that you desire something from us and in us. Oh, God, that there is a desire that you have for us. Oh, God, that there is a mandate and a requirement. And, Father, I pray, God, that you would have mercy on us. Oh, God, God, let this mind be in us, which is also in Christ Jesus. Let us take on the mind of Christ. Let us take on your mind. Oh, God, that we would exemplify godly character. Oh, God, God, that we would not be people of performance. Oh, God, but that we do believe, oh, God, that you are coming for a church without a spot or a wrinkle. God, that we do know, oh, God, that your gospel is true and that your gospel requires us to live a life. Oh, God, that there is a requirement and there is a mandate. Oh, God, have mercy on us. Oh, God, God, don't let us lean into our own understanding in this hour. Oh, Father, I pray for us believers. Oh, God, that we are seeking after truth, that we're coming after the truth of the word of God. God, that we're saying let God's word be true and every man a liar. Oh, God, God, wash us, oh God, sanctify us, oh God, again, purge us again, purge our thoughts, every unholy thought, every vain imagination, every desire that is ungodly, every behavior, oh God, our God, that does not represent you, oh Father, wash us, oh God, God, that we'll be able to fight and resist the devil in this hour. Our God, I pray for us. I pray for the body of Christ. Oh, God, that we'll have enough strength. Our God, to be able to resist the devil. For you said if we resist him, he'll flee from us. I pray, oh, God, that you'll give us the kind of anointing that'll be able to stand in this hour. And, God, that we won't buckle. Our God, against the enemy's tactics, no matter how it comes. Oh, God, that there is something on the inside of us. God, I thank you that you have fully equipped us. And, God, I thank you that we will not take down and we will not give in. Our God, but the devil is no match for you. Our God is not a match for you. Oh, God, God, cast him out. Our God, and bind him back to hell, oh God. Hallelujah. I thank you for those that truly worship. I thank you for those that truly love you. I thank you for those, oh God, that truly call on your name. I thank you for those, oh God, God, those that are disciplined in the faith. Oh, God, I thank you for them on tonight. And so, Lord, I pray tonight. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, have mercy. Oh, God, oh, God, I thank you. I thank you for the oil of God that's flowing. I pray for the oil of God to flow on us. I pray for the oil of God to continue to unify us. I pray for the oil of the anointing. God, that priestly anointing that rests on us. Oh, God, that we'll be able to bring men's causes before you, God, the causes of this nation before you, because we are on one accord and we feel what you feel. Oh, God, we feel your pain. Oh, God, for mankind. And God, that we will lay out and cry out. We'll cry out for salvation. We'll cry out for deliverance. Oh God, we'll cry out, oh God. Oh God, our God, pray for us. Connect us, oh God. Connect us in the spirit. Connect us, oh God. Come on and give him some glory tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, come on and give him some praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Mighty God, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, God, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God. He shall not be removed, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, our feet is planted on solid ground. Oh, God, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, Lord, you will hide us, oh, God, in the tabernacle, oh, God, in that sacred place of tabernacle, oh, God. You will set us up upon a rock, oh, God. And now our head be lifted up above thy enemies all around us, oh God. Oh God, you will give us, oh God, the power, oh God. Oh God, that extra vision, oh God, to see our prey, oh God, from way off, oh God, Lord Jesus. You will give us that discerning spirit, oh God, to stand against, oh God, the power, oh God, of the adversary, oh God. Oh God, Lord Jesus, oh God. Oh God, give us, oh God, that power, oh God, that when the devil, oh God, come in, oh God, we'll be able to have that spirit of discernment, oh God. Plant the words, oh God, in our hearts, oh God, Lord Jesus. Oh God, Lord Jesus.
Thank
oh
you,
God.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh God,
oh, come
tonight.
On, thanks and give him glory tonight.
Oh God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to your name,
glory
God.
Glory be to God. Glory be to
name.
God, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Oh God, we calling you tonight, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Oh God.
Oh God.
That, oh God, that way down in our bellies, oh God. Oh God, Lord Jesus. Oh God, burning, oh God, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh God, Lord Jesus. Oh God, every heart, oh God, in our lives, oh God. Every cell,
oh God.
Oh God, Lord Jesus, oh God. Oh God, we'll
thank you, God. Thank you,
God, Lord Jesus.
Thank you,
God, Lord Jesus.
Thank you for your great power. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, that you drive out the spirit of heresy. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Oh God, thank you that you're finding us. We all want to go. Thank you, God.
Thank
you,
God.
My
relationship with
God,
God, we come against the loser right now, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for the relationship with
God.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Our prayers are on you, God. Let us, oh God, rub our prayers around you, God. Jesus,
oh God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you for the
thank you, Lord. God,
hallelujah.
Oh God, oh God,
we thank you,
God.
Lord, hallelujah.
Thank you, God, Lord.
Thank you, Baba.
We speak victory tonight. We speak victory. We speak victory over our family, oh God.
Thank you for victory, God.
Those who have been stumbling, we speak victory, oh God.
Thank you, Lord.
We speak victory over their lives.
Father God, we thank you right now, Lord God.
Break the spirit of heresy, God, that whispers in their ear. Break that spirit, oh God.
They have
a humble
God that
has crept
in our churches,
oh
God,
has crept
in the body of Christ, oh God, to deceive, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We pray for them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh
God.
Lord God, they would not hear, oh God, another voice, God, but we pray, oh God, against the spirit of error, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that was called the right, wrong, and wrong, right, God. We come against the spirit, my God. Step up, I give you, God, that all God will come to God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, because we believe your word to every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess
before
your God. And so, God, we thank you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. We come against that spirit, oh God, of deception. Oh, God, those who are being deceived and set Lord, and you just heart, God. We thank you right now, Lord God. And God, we ask that you destroy us from the very root, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, that truth will reign, my God. In the body of Christ, oh God, that the unadulterated truth will be God. God, in our churches, oh God. And our local assemblies, Lord God. God, we thank you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God. God, we pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that the spirit will be taken off the eyes of those, oh God.
In the name of Jesus,
oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, hallelujah, God. We bless you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. God, in the name of Jesus,
Lord.
Lord, the river of God, hallelujah. The coming of the
all over my soul, oh God.
Yes, Lord God.
God, wash from me tonight, oh God. Those, oh God, who have backslidden, oh God, Lord Jesus. oh God, Lord, let them not, oh God, be comfortable in themselves, oh God. But, oh God, to corrupt lives, oh God, Lord Jesus. Do whatever it takes, oh God, to bring them back, oh God, Lord Jesus. Oh God, Lord Jesus, we stand together, oh God. Those who are weak, oh God, Lord Jesus. Oh God, Lord, oh God, oh God, who gives them, oh God, everything, oh God, oh God, let the power of the Holy Spirit, oh God, invade their hearts, oh God, let the power of the Holy Spirit, oh God, oh God, Lord Jesus, move into their hearts, oh God, Lord Jesus, come flood, oh God, Lord Jesus, oh God, let them recognize, oh God, there's something to recognize, oh God, oh God, we pray, oh God, we pray, oh God, God, let them call upon your name tonight, oh God.
Father
God,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord.
Oh God, oh God, Lord Jesus, oh God, you have not given us the spirit of love of peace and a sound mind, oh God. Oh God, let no weapon, God. Oh God,
thank you, Lord.
Jesus, oh God, oh God, Lord Jesus, every destructive word, oh God, comes out of the mouth of anyone, oh God, destroyed before it even hits the ground, oh God. Oh God, Lord Jesus, we call upon your name tonight.
We pray for
those that are struggling with him themselves. Answers, oh God, will be placed under your feet, oh God. Declare and decree, oh God, Lord Jesus, that the spirit of heresy, oh God, has to be destroyed, oh God. Oh God, the churches, oh God, creep into the homes, oh God, Lord Jesus, creep into marriages, oh God, Lord Jesus. Oh God, oh God, and oh God, on behalf of those, oh God, and on behalf, oh God, of those, oh God, who can accept themselves, oh God, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, oh God, move like never before, oh God. Holy Spirit, takes your place, oh God, Lord Jesus. Oh God, Lord Jesus, we thank you, God. Oh God, we call upon your name, oh God. We explore your name, oh God, Lord Jesus, oh God. We are not afraid, oh God. Oh God, because of the power of God, of the salvation, oh God. Oh God, Lord Jesus, oh God. Oh God, come tonight, oh God. Have your way, oh
thank
God.
Jesus.
Have your way, oh
glory
God.
To God.
Every circumstance, oh God. Holy Spirit, oh God. Move in the homes, oh God. Oh God, those fragmented homes, oh God, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, bring the marriages back together, oh God. Oh God, it's oh God, Lord Jesus, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, oh God, for what you're going to do, oh God, Lord Jesus. We pray for all the churches that have been invaded, oh God, by the Spirit, oh God. Oh God, Lord Jesus, oh God, Christians being swept away, oh God. Oh God, because this Spirit, oh God, is weak, oh God. But oh God, let the Holy Spirit get a grip of them tonight, oh God. Do whatever it takes, oh God, to bring them back, oh God. Oh God, invade their lives, interrupt their lives, oh God. Whatever they do, oh God, let the Holy Spirit, oh God, shock them, oh God, Lord, consciousness, oh God. Oh
God,
Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh God. Oh God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, God.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Oh, koma si etanoro shama. Thank you, God. Oh, shatamasiya. Oh, God. Oh, shatamasiya noro koma. Oh, God. Emandoro koma si. Oh God, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you for the souls. Thank you for the souls, oh God, that are being added. Thank you for the souls that are being delivered. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Oh God, Thank you for those watchmen, God, that will not cease to pray until there is a change, oh God.
Yes.
Hallelujah, until things change, until there is a turnaround. Thank you, God. Thank you for the turnaround.
Thank you, God. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for the turnaround.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, Shatamasia. Oh, God, we thank you for the joy we sense. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Hayamoshikoramasi.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, there is a joy that you've given to us. Ekoranamasi. Oh, God, that you are indeed working. Ekoramasia. Oh, God, thank you, and that you are answering as we pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the joy of the Lord that is our strength. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hayaso.
Oh, God.
Hayaso. Holy
Lord.
Holy Father, Yasokonasi Kinroa.
Yes,
God.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus. Oh, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless your name, God.
Oh, God. Oh, God, thank you, Lord, for the wind of God that is blowing. Hallelujah. Thank you for a fresh wind, God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Jesus, my God. Oh, God. Thank you for the wind of revival. Oh, my God. Oh, God, in response to our prayer tonight, God releases the wind of revival. Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Ekandoro shatamasi, ekoro shatamasi, andoroshe. Ekandoro shamasi. Oh God, thank you for the wind. Ayandoro kobasi. Let the wind blow, God. Ekorande besi. My God, oh God, thank you, Lord. Oh God,
yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. My God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Oh, God. Oh, Shatanoro Komasi.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, God. Oh, Shatamasia.
Yes.
Lord.
Oh,
yes.
God. Oh, Shatamasia.
Jesus.
Oh, God. Oh, Shatamasia.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Jesus. Oh God. Oh Shatamasia.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Ah, that will be done. Hallelujah.
Oh God, we make room for you.
Thank you.
Oh God.
Rain on us, God. Hallelujah.
Oh, God. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, I sense such a heavy spirit of worship, my God. Just sitting waiting to fall on us. It's just sitting over our heads.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. My God. Thank you, Lord. My God, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
My God, Jesus. Oh, God, have your way, Lord. Have your way, God. Have your way, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for your grace and your mercy.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord. That's it, Wanda. Go ahead with that song, Wanda. Sing that song for us. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
We will cry out loud to say you are worthy, O Lord. We will lift out. You are worthy, O Lord. Yes, God, Atabasa. Yea, Father, Atabasa, Kotamashia. We will boast about your goodness, Atabasa, and we will say you are worthy, O Lord. Atabandrobosaya. Yes, God.
Hallelujah. Yes, God. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm trying to keep my composure.
No. Sing the song of the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Yes, God.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. We bless him.
Yes, God. He's worthy. Worthy to be praised.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord. Oh, my God. I believe God has answered Hallelujah. I feel revival in my spirit. Revival is our answer to our prayer. I believe revival is coming. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Oh,
I felt the release of the wind. The wind of revival. Hallelujah. The wind of revival. Sending revival. It is the answer to our petition. Jesus. Revival.
Glory.
Yeah, thank you.
Wonderful counsel. Almighty God. And besides him, there is no other God. Oh God, I thank you, God, that you're coming with visitation. My God,
Oh God. Because it's been a while since some of you have had a visitation. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Ah, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, that visitation is going to give you a fresh zeal. Hallelujah.
Yes,
the things you feel like have died out. Hallelujah.
Lord, you, Lord.
That visitation is going to revive it. When he makes visitation, it's going to revive those giftings, those things that are dormant. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. When it felt like he just looked up and they were gone. Hallelujah. Revival is coming to those places. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for the visitation. Thank you for the visitation.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. I am so grateful to be connected with those who just simply believe in praying. Thank you, Lord. Praying what God gives us to pray. We have prayed for souls tonight. Thank you, Lord. So we've got to say a special prayer over us tonight before we end this call against backlash, because I've felt the opposition of the enemy tonight against that prayer. But hallelujah, no weapon formed against us.
Yes.
No weapon formed against us shall prosper.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And we believe, God, that we shall see deliverance in the souls of those, anyone that came to our mind while we prayed. Those we don't even know, they didn't come to our mind, but we pray because we know people are fighting for their life.
Yes.
Come on now.
My God.
Hallelujah.
They're fighting for their life.
Lord.
And God trusts us enough that we would hear him and we would pray.
Yes.
We would pray for them.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God. Thank you, Lord.
And we would pray that they will live and not die to declare the works of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And they will walk in their purpose. They're going to walk in their assignment. The enemy's not going to have them. He's not going to stop them.
Amen.
They're going to live. And they're going to be everything God said they were going to be. They're going to be. Thank you, God. Jesus. He gets no ground. We don't give him any ground. We don't give him one soul. Hallelujah. We don't mind giving the fight. Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We will contend for the faith which was once delivered to the saints. We will earnestly contend. We will fight for that faith.
We will fight for it.
We're not going down like cowards. Jesus.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord. Thank you, God.
Stand on the sideline and watch him kill our brothers and our sisters. We're just not going to do it. We're not conditioned that way. We're not made that way.
Thank you, Lord.
And so we would gather together with those of like hearts and like minds. Hallelujah. That would set aside time and call on Jesus. Hallelujah. And ask him to destroy the spirit of heresy. Destroy it. Destroy the erroneous teaching that comes to steal them out.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
It will not win. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We thank you for every soul, God, that was set free tonight. Every soul, God, that you released tonight. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for them.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, God.
And so, Lord, we cover ourselves tonight. Oh, God, we say shield us from every backlash of the enemy, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, that you'll cover us from every attack. God, that you will shield our body. You'll shield our family. You'll shield our finances. We plead the blood of Jesus over our mind. We plead the blood of Jesus over our health. We plead the blood of Jesus over our finances. We plead the blood of Jesus over our possessions. We plead the blood of Jesus over our ministries. We plead the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Over every area of our life, we plead the blood tonight, and we say that he will not be able to break through the shield of protection. Oh, God, we thank you for the firewall of protection that is around us, oh, God, that will keep the enemy out. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Each and every person on this line, each and every intercessor, each and every one of their homes are covered, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Every vision they have, hallelujah, it is covered. Hallelujah. Every dream that they have, oh God, hallelujah, that you put on the inside of them, we cover that dream for the appointed time, that the enemy will not creep in, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and speak discouragement to that dream, oh God, because they stood in intercession, hallelujah, that he would not come in and abort that dream because they interceded. Father, I pray tonight that you cover the dreams, you cover the visions. Oh, God, every area of their life. God, stretch out over us. Stretch out, God. Pour out your anointing. Pour out your protection. Let your hand be our shield. Let your hand of favor be our shield, oh God. And God, push us forward. Shield us from a spirit of stagnancy, oh God. Shield us from a spirit of procrastination because we pray.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Shield us from a spirit of drought because we pray tonight, oh God.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we thank you
for
it. In Jesus' name. Amen. This concludes our time of intercessory prayer tonight. Thank you all so much for joining us in prayer. Hallelujah. And just know that you've obeyed God. Hallelujah. No accolades from man. You've obeyed God, and God is going to reward you through answered prayer. That's the greatest reward you can have, is God to answer your prayer. My Lord, that's the greatest reward he can give me is for me to see the manifestation of the things that I have asked him for, to see the souls come out. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Glory
Lord.
To God.
And so we thank you for that.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Glory, glory.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. We thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you all. And I want to give you two names, please, that remember Bernetta Store. That was one name listed for prayer requests, and Sonya Jackson. Those two names were posted, so please call out Sonya Jackson and Bernetta Store. Store, S-T-O-R-R. Yes, so just keep them covered in prayer. Amen. God bless. Have a good night.
Amen.